You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I chat with Debbie Abbas this week. She is a spokesperson from Palestine Solidarity New Zealand. So we chat about the current situation along the Gaza Strip and the oppression of the Palestinian people at this time. So she begins by explaining to me the context of the conditions for the people right now, what they're going through, the marches, the protests that they are performing, and what the network, what her network is calling upon from the New Zealand government.
So the coastal strip, we're just talking about one area of occupied Palestine now, but it is, of course, the area that is in most dire condition because of the siege. So the siege has been going on since 2007, the siege by Israel, almost 11 years. This siege means all borders are blocked, they're locked, so land, air and sea are tightly controlled by Israel. No one gets to leave Gaza. So there's no hope. Also, they've been the subject of three very serious attacks by Israel, which has left living conditions, you know, very, very poor. It's ranked as the third most overpopulated area in the world. So 2 million people living in 365 square kilometres, so you can imagine, with all the borders locked, no one gets to leave, subject to indiscriminate bombing whenever Israel feels like it, targeting their infrastructure, which has resulted in, you know, no clean drinking water. Obviously, overcrowding existed before. This is, of course, intensified because homes are destroyed after bombing. They're not rebuilt because the building materials are blocked by Israel. It is everything, medical supplies. So really, we're talking about catastrophic conditions. The civic community, and this has been a spontaneous march by the overwhelming, you know, large, great numbers of the Gazan population. And they're marching to the border, which has been increasingly encroached as well, because Israel have what they call a buffer zone, and they've been encroaching upon that. Because let's not forget that this is not a natural phenomenon. This is man-made, these conditions. You know, more than 70% of the population are actually refugees or the descendants of refugees from mainland Israel, you know, having had their land, property and homes confiscated. And then, of course, they've been pushed into this enclave that previously Israel really wasn't very interested in. It was really just a dumping ground for an unwanted population that they, you know, didn't want to become part of their country.
So you're saying that the UN is calling this, or has called this, unlivable conditions. Are the UN doing enough? What more can the United Nations do, and what is that role?
Well, the nature of the United Nations, really, it's a paper tiger because of the nature of the veto. You know, where our superpowers control everything. It's never worked because everything's blocked. So, I mean, let's talk about the UN. They have blocked 70 resolutions currently, you know, by other nations attempting to call Israel into account, you know, to basically, you know, protest their treatment of not just the population of Gaza, you know, and the siege itself, but just generally as well, the land confiscations, you know, and the occupation, calling it illegal. Well, that's been blocked by the United States, most recently last week by Nikki Haley. So it's defunct. United Nations is defunct.
So you're asking, the network has called upon Winston Peters as the Foreign Affairs Minister to put pressure on the UN. Can the UN, you know, you're saying the UN can't do anything though, so is that...
Not with the power of veto, which is, you know, it goes against the grain of what the United Nations was established for. You know, originally the League of Nations under Woodrow Wilson's charter, you know, it was meant to give nations equality. After the Second World War, you know, the United Nations was then given special powers by the victors of that Second World War, and ever since then it's really just become a talking shop. Let's talk about the Great March of Return. This is based on a United Nations resolution, 194. It's called the Right of Return. The United Nations gave Palestinians that had been expelled after the Nakba, what we call the catastrophe, which was when in 1948 Israel, the Israel state, became, 700,000 Palestinians were expelled and dispossessed from their land, property and their communities, totally obliterated.
Mm.
Hence, they live in now in these refugee conditions. So the United Nations under Resolution UN 194 was issued back in December 1948. It called for the right of return from those dispossessed, you know, once the cessation of fighting, that they should be allowed to return. And Israel is in breach of this resolution. And they have helped us others since 1948. The UN is not working. It's powerless. I want my government to speak out on this. Let's look at the statistics of what's happening on the ground at the moment. And yet our government continues to deny Palestinians not just the right to resist decades of occupation, but the very right to protest for their basic human rights. I have spoke personally just a few weeks ago to Jacinda Ardern. She has been to the occupied territories. She proudly told me so. Where is her outrage? Why is she not speaking out? Winston Peters, I'm sorry, but his party are members of Parliamentary Friends of Israel. We want to know as well more about this group and what this involves. What is their relationship? We call upon some acknowledgement of what's going on right now in this march of return in Gaza today. We have a very famous Palestinian journalist and author coming, Ramzi Garoud. He's coming to New Zealand for the first time. He'll be touching down and doing a free talk in Auckland on the 20th of May. We are also marching in Altea Square every Saturday at 2 p.m. under the clock tower in support of the Gazans that are marching in the great march of return to their human rights. It means a lot to Palestinians on the ground that are fighting for justice, and we just want to make it known to them that we hear them, we see them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.